This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchem Abam, welcome everyone. We continue Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning Masechti Yevamos, Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis discussed the case of three brothers. They're each married to three women who are not related to each other. And the Mishnah said the scenario was one of them died, and the second one did Maimer. So the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan hold, you do Chalitza and you don't do Yivam. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Umeis Echad Mehen, Yivama Yavoy Aleha. And it seems like this woman has the Zika of two people. She has the Zika of the brother that died, and then she has the Zika of the brother that did Maimer. And the Pasuk says, Umeis Echad Mehen, Yivama Yavoy Aleha. Which we darshan, Mishalah Zikas Yavim Echad, Veloy Shalah Zikas Bez Yivamin. So Gemara Dekasha, if the Zika of two Yivamin is, if the Zika of two Yivamin is Doiraisa, then you shouldn't need Chalitza. As we learned last week, if these women are categorically exempt from Yivam Midoiraisa, then you shouldn't do Chalitza either. Then it's an Eshesach that has no Heter. So Gemara says like this, really, Midoraisa, you could do Yivam to both, because Maimer Midoraisa doesn't do anything. But the truth is, it doesn't do anything Bechlal. But it looks like it does something, so it looks like both women are falling from the second brother, and therefore, if you do Yivam to both, people are going to say, two Yivamis that come from one bias, Misyabemis. So Gemara says, have a great Eitzah, do Yibam to one and do Chalitza to the other. So Gemara says, it's a Gezerah that maybe people are going to say that when two Yivamin come from one bias, part of it you build up and part of it you do Chalitza. That this is the protocol when you have two women from one bias, you do Yibam to one and you do Chalitza to the other. So this is where we're up to. Says Gemara, V'yayimru. Let people say that. I can think of worse things people will say, you know. Let people say that when you have two Yivamin, you do Yivam to one and you do Chalitza to the other. So Gemara says like this. If you would do Yivam to the first one and then you do Chalitza to the second, then you're right. We have no issues. Alexera, there's a decree, Dilma Chalitz Bereisha, you might do Chalitza first. Meaning, even though in this case, if you do Chalitza first, it's fine, because these women are coming from two different batim. But in a typical case, we're afraid that you might do Chalitza to one. And we know there's a Doiraisa, Kivan Shaloi Bana, Shuv Lo Yivna. If you do Chalitza to one, it is Asur Medoiraisa to do Chalitza to the other. So we're afraid that if you do Yibam first, and then you do Chalitza, Dilma Chalitz Bereisha, V'hadu Meyabim, and you're going to establish it in the Isser of Lo Yivne. V'rachmano Amar, and the merciful one said, Kivan Shalai Bana Shuv Lo Yivne, that since you didn't build up, so you can no longer build up. And that's the Doraisa. So we're Goyzer, then in this case where it looks like they're coming from two houses, you can't do Yivam to both. Because then people are going to say that two women from one house, you do Yibam to both. Elamai, do Yibam to one, Chalitza to the other. You're right, but you might come to do Chalitza and then Yibam. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rava. Now this is a new case. Amar Rava. Nosan get lemamarai. Let's say in this scenario, to the woman that you did Maimer to, you gave her a get. Now, we know that Maimer is some kind of Kinyan Drabanan. Maimer is like a Kedushin. Now, typically, what will a get do? A get could remove the marriage, the Kedushin, and it could also, to an extent, remove the Zika that you can't do Yibam anymore. It removes the Zika. But this guy, according to Rashi, explicitly said, I want the get only to remove the maimer and I don't want it to affect the Zika. In other words, we're going to go back to the drawing board. In other words, you have three brothers. They're married to three different women. Let's say Levi died. And Levi's wife falls to Shimon. And Shimon did Maimer. And then Shimon divorced Ashes Levi. Look at Rashi. Amas Nisan Koi. Shimnasan Zeho Isa Maimer Get Lamamoroi. If the one who did Maimer gives a get for the Maimer of Eloi Lezikasa and he doesn't give a get for the Zika, V'achar Kach Meis, and then Shimon dies, Hutra Ishtoi Harishaina, we allow his first wife, meaning in the Mishnah, the Tzara of the Balas HaMaimer, we don't let you do Yibam to both, because it's going to look like you're doing Yibam to two women that fall from one house. But if you do give a get for the Maimer, the tzara could do yibam to the third brother. The maimer de avad shakle, whatever maimer you did, you took away. The lav tzaras nenu, and they're not tzarais, meaning they were tzarais when you did maimer, but then you dissolve the maimer. The hashto lo yosi lemaimer. Now you're not going to come to say, oh, two yivamas that come from one house, one you do chalitz and one you do yibam, because here they're not coming from one house. So, because even though they looked for a moment as if they were coming from one house, but you dissolved the Maimer. Now, Rabbi say, can you do Yibum to both? Because Rashi just says, now, you're not going to come to say by two Yivamos from in one bias, one you do Chalitz and one you do Yibum, because here they're not coming from one bias. Anybody have anything to say? I mean, maybe, can you do Yibum? Now look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hutra Tsarasa, the Tsara becomes Mutter to do Yibum to. From Rashi's Mashma and the Balas HaMaimer, you give her Chalitza. L'chayru, the reason you can't do Yibam is because you gave her a get. And in general, when you give a woman a get, you can't do Yibam to her. That's what I would say. I think Rashi, to me, Rashi says, and now we're not worried. People are going to say two Yibams in one house. One you do Chalitza, one you do Yibam. Rashi should have said more. Why doesn't Rashi say, oh, we're not worried that people are going to say two Yibams that come from one house. You do Yibam to both. The answer is because even in this case, you're not going to do Yibam to both. I'm assuming it's because you... Since you gave her a get, you can't do Yibam to her. Anybody have any additions on this? Anything to add? Any beer? That's how I would learn based on Rashi. Okay. Avalhi. Oh, the Gemara says. How do you like that? Avalhi Asura, but she is Asur. Demichlefas bebalas haget. Yeah, it's a good thing we read the Gemara, you know? Sometimes the Gemara helps. Her... You can't do Yibam because you're going to confuse her with a Balas HaGet in general. Now, Rabbi Yisai, in general, when you give a woman a get, you can't give her Yibam because the get is like a quasi Zika buster. So she's like Isha Sach without Zika, which is a problem. Now, in this case, the get did not dissolve the Zika because you specifically said you're giving the get only for the Maimer, not for the Zika. But lest you confuse it with Balas HaGet in general... Therefore, the woman herself is Asr. Ika da Armi, there are those who say, Amar Rava, Nasan get lemamaroi, hutra afilohi. If you give a get, specifically for the Maimer, even she becomes Mutter. My Taima, what's the reason? My da Avid ba shakle. Whatever you did to her, you took away. You gave her Maimer and you took it away. Look at Rashi. Aval hi asura, v'loy mishum dekamle b'lo yivna. The reason in the first day she's asur is not because she is stands up in the lav of lo yivna, de poisla al echav hanishar, he passels her on the brothers that remain, sharei loy nasan get la zika, because he didn't give a get for the zika. Elo mishum de asa chum v'balsa get deicha de avid get la ma'amaroi ula zikasai. Unless you confuse it with somebody who gives a get for the Maimer and the Zika, da'ahi vadei midchaya. Because such a woman is definitely pushed away. Meaning there's a rule that when you push a woman away, you cannot bring her back. Kivan shloi bana shuv lo yivne. Now, if you're giving her a get specifically for the Kedushin, you never pushed her away from Yibam. So you wouldn't call her and classify her a woman that Shaloi Bana. You never made any attempt to not build the Yibam house. Yeah, you had a Kedushin with her and you dissolved that, but that has nothing to do with the Yibam. But get l'mamorei loy dachi, ela maimer. If you give a get for maimer, all you're pushing away is the maimer. V'nishra zikarishan b'mekoyma. So, lest you confuse her with a balas, again, in general, in the first day, you cannot do yibam to her. I venture to say, I think Rashi's master, but you do give her chalitza. The second sheet in the Gemara is, hutra afilu hi l'shlishi to the third brother, k'sheyam asheni. Why? Maida avid shakli v'havi k'moshloi asaba maimer. It's as if you never did maimer. V'asyo m'syabem s'lishli, and you could do yibam to the third brother, machma zika z'achav arishon, because of the zika of the first brother. So let's get the scenario. You have three brothers. Let's say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Levi dies. Eshes Levi falls to Shimon. Shimon does Maimer to Eshes Levi. Then Shimon gives a get to Eshes Levi. So then you're back to the drawing board. Then it's as if Levi fell to Shimon and Levi, and then Shimon died. And now Eshes Levi is falling to Reuven. So Reuven could do Yibam to both ladies. She could do Yibam to Eshes Levi and to Eshes Shimon. Okay, next sugya. Yeah, sure, what?
So there's no chash about that they'll make the mistake like the first one. I didn't get the
report. Okay, good point. In other words, apparently...
Why don't they just stay? They're not lo chai shinan. Why doesn't Maisha...
Well, why does it what?
Why does he use the lashon of, what was done, what was done? Why did he say,
My taima, my da'avad ba shakli. That which he did, he took away. In other words, he's addressing your question. Your question is, doesn't it look like two women that come from one house? After all, he did maimer. The answer is, once he gave a get, he dissolved the maimer. So now you're back to the drawing board. It's as if nothing happened. It does not, and therefore the point is, the point that you just made, that therefore it does not look like two women from one house. And you could do yibam to both. Yeah, but say there?
Well, the first of our chashash of whether if someone would come along at a full-fledged where they erased the Zika, and then as well, right, the guests get erased the Zika as well, and then she shouldn't be zokuk to anybody, right?
Well, the chashash...
Oh,
you're saying, why doesn't the Gemara address why we're not going to confuse it with Balas Get Ba'alma?
Correct.
Right, I hear. The Gemara is addressing a different point. Why are we not worried that gezera shema yomru beis yivamos habois mi beis echad misyabemes? Right? Why are we not worried that we're going to say that two women that come from one house, you do yibam to both? And to that, the Gemara is saying, because it doesn't look like they come from one house, because whatever you did, you took away. But who's that? Binyamin?
Yeah.
But Binyamin is asking that, why doesn't the Gemara address the chashash of the first lashon of... that you're going to exchange it with Balas Get Ba'alma. Yeah, apparently we're not worried about that. But the Gemara doesn't address why we're not worried about that.
Doesn't Rashi address that?
Yeah, what does Rashi say?
The Dafka Shepirish Mamamorai below is the Kasai. He says very clearly what he's giving the get for.
Well, that's true. Rashi Shita is, you have to say that you're giving it for the Maimer, not for the Zika. But if you say it's for the Zika, then you're over Kivan Shalei Banah Shuvla Yivna. But regarding why we're not worried, we're going to exchange it with Balas Get Ba'alma. again, the first Lashon holds also, you said explicitly you're doing the Mamari, and yet we're worried that you're going to mix it up with Balas Get Ba'alma. So this Lashon holds, we're not worried. You know, probably as Rav Nosson is saying that, the guy said explicitly, I'm only doing it le Ma'amaray and not Lezikasay. But the thing is, the first day of holds, we're still going to confuse it. And the second day of holds, we're not. Why we're not, it doesn't say. Okay, new sugya. The new sugya is my favorite. Geshmaka sugya. It's a shas sugya. Schedule is just a heads up. Tomorrow night, we'll probably do the Ion after the shir. It's going to be a very important prima godim, stam and shas in general. And then, because next week the scheduling might be a little bit up in the air. Okay, so in all likelihood, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, in all likelihood, will be Matzoy Shabbos. Okay, so if that's okay, if anyone's around, in all likelihood. Okay, says the Mishnah, Shnei Achin Nesuin Shtei Achayos, two brothers that are married to two sisters. Umei Secha Mehem, one of them dies. Okay, so Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies, Rachel falls to Shimon. And then, and then Leah dies. So Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven died, Rachel falls to Shimon. Shimon can't marry Rachel because it's Achos Ishtai, and then Leah dies. Harezu Asura Lovay Lomas, Hovenesol of Shoachas. She is Aser forever, since at the time she fell, she's Aser. Now, we had this Mishnah quoted on Lamed Omen Aleph. So the Gemara has a kasha. Pshita, hashta, now that we said, if in the Mishnah, on the bottom of Lamed Omen Aleph, three brothers married to two sisters, one of them was married to a Nachris. Excuse me, the middle Mishnah. Three brothers married to two sisters and a Nachris. One of the brothers married to the sisters died. And at that time, the brother married to the Yevama's sister could not marry her. And then the one married to the Nachris marries her, and then he dies. And Ishtoi Shosheni dies. So it's Asura Alav Eilamas. Again, the case is three brothers. This is the middle Mishnah on Laman Omanav. Three brothers, two married to two sisters, one married to a Nachris. One of the brothers married to a sister died. At that point of time, the brother married to the other sister can't do Yibam. The brother married to a random woman did Yibam. In the meantime, the brother married to the other sister, his wife died. Then the brother married to, who did Yibum to the sister, died. So she's still Aser to that remaining brother, because since she was Aser the first time she fell, she remains Aser. Now, so we already know the concept that once Aser, always Aser. Kivan Shinasa Sha'acha Shuv Aser Oilamos. And in that case, when she was also the first time, at least she was able to stick around in the family and marry the brother who was married to a random woman. And even so, even though she wasn't completely pushed out of the family, she remains Aser to the brother married to the sister-in-law forever. So Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, if when she wasn't pushed away from the family entirely, she remains Aser forever. So alachas kama v'kama, in this case where she had nowhere to go when she was Aser, she should remain Aser forever. That's the Gemara's kasha. Pshita hashemayos and loy milcha mehay beis legamri amrit loy. If in lamed amrit aleph where she wasn't pushed off completely, we say not hacha de kamilchay mehay beis legamri. Here where she's being pushed out of the house completely, loy kol shekain, all the more so. So nu, what's the obvious kasha? Tosus's kasha is, what do you mean? There's still a chiddush over here, because at least over here, she becomes mutter while in the first Nefila, meaning Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, Reuven died. And after Reuven died, Shimon's wife died. So at within the first nefilah, she's becoming mutter, so maybe this is an added chiddush. The Gemara used this svara on Daf Lamed, by the way. In that Gemara that we were very confused about. But the Gemara used this svara. So Tosfos says that once a woman is pushed out of the house completely, it's pashut, she's not coming back, even if she becomes mutter in this nefilah. I, the Gemara, used the svara that if you're mutter in that nefilah, that is a factor. That's because that's before the Gemara came up with the idea that she was pushed out of the family completely. But once we come up with the svara that a woman that's pushed out of the family can't make a comeback, then she's not even making a comeback if she tries to make a comeback within the first nefilah. So the Gemara says the same trick it used on Daf Lamed. Says Gemara, Tana ha Tana Bereisha. This Mishnah was taught first. Regarding the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Aleph, where she was still mutter to the family, in that case the Gemara felt she should be mutter because she still stuck around the family. Vaha Chazil HaTera. And regarding the Mishnah on Lamed, the Gemara felt that should be mutter. Vahadar Chazil HaTera. And then the Gemara changed its mind and actually taught that that's also Asur, and we would apply Nesra. And the reason we taught that case first is because since it's a Chiddush, it's beloved. V'aydi d'chavivalei Akhtaman, since it's beloved, it taught that Chiddush first. U'mishnah lo'izazam emekayma. And once it taught that Chiddush, this second Mishnah, which is now obsolete, has been grandfathered in. So there's a rule, this is the history. The history is the, at first, we only thought the second Mishnah is true, but the first Mishnah, we should not apply Nesra because she is at least at the time she was Asur to the brother, married to the sister-in-law, she was able to marry into the family to the other brother. And then the Gemara says, no, Nesra applies even in that case. Now, once I have that added Chiddush of Nesra, this Mishnah goes without saying. But once I taught this Mishnah is around for good. Okay, now we come to one of the most geshmak sugyos in Shas. So, if you stuck around Yevamos this long, usually in the Daf HaShavua, by now we should be making a Siyum. You know, this is Siyum time, Daf Lamed Beis. Ma'id Katan, Tainis, Megillah. By the way, we could still make a Siyum. Maybe we'll get together. You know, and now we'll make a siyum on the first 31 blot. But the Gemara has the following sugya: Tana Rabbanan ba aleha. If let's say he lived with her, cases like this: Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls to Shimon. And Rachel is Shimon's sister-in-law. She's also her she's her wife's sister and she's a sister-in-law. So she's Eishas Ach and she's Achos Ishtai. Chayev ole mishum Eishas Ach u'mishum Achos Isha. First of all, you're Chayev because she's your brother's wife, and second of all, you're Chayev because she is your wife's sister. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Clearly, Rabbi Yossi holds that one Isser does not preclude the other. Isser is Chalal Isser. She's an Eishas Ach that has no Heter Yibam, and she's Achos Ishtai. Reb Shimon Oimer, Einoi Chayev Ela Mishum Eishas Ach Bavad. Reb Shimon says, no, you're only Chayev for her being your brother's sister, your brother's wife. Ay, Vatani Reb Shimon Oimer, Chayev Ela Mishum Achos Ishtai Bavad. We learned elsewhere, Reb Shimon says, you're only Chayev for her being your sister, your wife's sister. Says Gemara, they're both true. It depends on what happened. Loi kasha, kan shenasa chai v'achar kach nasa meis. Here we're talking about you married Leah. So when you marry Leah, Rachel becomes your achos isha. So first comes achos isha. And then your brother married Rachel, so Rachel becomes eishas ach. That's when Reb Shimon said, you're only chai for achos isha. When it was nasa chai v'achar kach nasa meis, first you married your wife and then your brother married his wife. So first comes achos isha and then comes eishas ach. And in that case, Reb Shimon says you only chai for achos isha. Kan shenasa meis achar kach nasa chai. But if your brother married Rachel first, so first came the Eshasach, and then came the Achosisha, so then you're only chai for Eshasach and not Achosisha. And now the Gemara asks the most interesting question ever. If first your brother married Rachel, and first came the Isser of Eshasach, and then came the Isser of Achosisha, and the Isser of Achosisha is Nachal, then if Nasa Meis, the Achakach Nasa Chai, and then your brother died, you should be able to do Yibum. Because this woman is only in Eshasach. What do you mean she's your wife's sister? No, she's not. First my brother married Rachel, then I married Leah. The my Yisr to Rachel is not Achos Isha, because that wasn't Chal, because before Rachel was Achos Isha, Rachel was Eshasach. So first my brother marries my wife's sister, and then I marry my, and then I marry my wife. So the Eshasach precedes the Achos Isha, you should be able to do Yibum. Bear in mind, there's a famous kasha of the Achiezer, and I'm not sure we're going to do it inside, but the Achiezer, and I think we actually once did it in one of the Eon Shurim, and that is just because the Isser is not Chal, she's still an Erva of Achos Isha. Just because the Isser is not Chal, she's still your wife's sister, and if you married her, Kedushin would not be Toyface because of Achos Isha. But the Gemara's kasha is, for Reb Shimon, Hecha denasa meis v'achakach nasa chai, if Reuven married the sister, and then Shimon married Leah, kivan the Isra achazish alachayo, since the Isra achazish is not chal, tisyabim yivumi, you should be able to do yibum. Amar Ravashi, what are you talking about? You think the Isra of Achos Isha is non-extant? Isser Achos Isha mitla tali v'koi. The Isser Achos Isha is suspended in midair. It's looming, waiting to be chal, but it can't be chal because the Isser of Eshasach is stopping it from being chal, but it's there, it's extant. It's looming over the heads, their heads. Ipaka Isser Eshasach, if you're going to do Yibum and try to be mafkia the Isser of Eshasach, osi Isser Achos Isha v'chayel. The Yisr of Achos Isha is going to be Chal, v'hilkach lo paka, therefore it does not disappear. You hear the lamdos? The kasha was, if first Reuven married Rachel, so first Rachel became my wife's brother, my brother's wife, and then I married Leah, so now Rachel is my wife's sister. So when Reuven dies, Shimon should be able to do Yibam, because the Yisr of Achos Isha is not Chal, so Rachel is just a good old Eshasach. Says the Gemara, Rachel's no good old Eshasach. She's a good old Eshasach with a looming Achos Isha, that the moment you budge the Eshasach, the Achos Isha will be Chal, and will stop the Yibam, and therefore you can't budge the Eshasach to begin with, because by doing so will cause the Yibam to be self-destructed. So if I ask you, what's the Yibam buster? Is it the Eshasach or is it the Achos Isha? There's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Says Rashi, Mitla Tali, Diyava Paka Isra Eshasach, if you would remove the Isra Eshasach, Chayel, have a Chayel Isra Achos Isha. Dehadulai Chayel Meikaro, the reason not Chayel to begin with, Mishum time of the Isra Eshasach, is because of the Eshasach, Dehav Akoi Kamei, Okachov Isra Achos Isha, Muchan Vaimei Lachol Alea. Since the Achos Isha, it's not here, but it's prepared to stand here. Paturam and Ayibam. Your Paturam Ayibam, Loipaka Isra Eshasach. Vechayiv Mishum Eshasach. Since the Achos Isha is Muchan and ready to be Chal, Min Ayibam, your Pater from Yibam, V'loi Paka Yisra Eshasach. Rashi implies it's the force of the Achos Isha that's causing the problem here. Tosfos says, even though the Achos Isha is not Chal, the Tzara is going to be Aser, because the Eish HaSach was not Paka, and it's like an islandess that the Tzara is Aser. Maybe we'll get into this more. Okay. Now, but Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, Isser is Chal al Isser, and either way, you have Eish HaSach and Achos Isha. Yeah? Okay. Says the Holy Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yossi Isser Chal al Isser. Does Rabbi Yossi hold an Isser is Chal al Isser? I'll prove to you he holds an Isser Chal Isser. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Avar Avera Sheish Boshtei Mises. Let's say you violate an Avera that has two death penalties. Nidon B'chamura. You're Nidon in the more Chamur one. For example, let's say you lived with your mother-in-law and she's also married. The Isser of mother-in-law is Sreifa. The Isser of a married woman is Chenek. So the Tanakama holds, you get the more Chamur one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Nidoin Bezika Rishana. You get the one that attaches first. But Nidoin Bezika Rishana Abalav. You're judged with the first attachment. V'tanya, we learned in Braisa Ketzat. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Nidoin Bezika Rishana Abalav. Chamoy Soy Venasas Eishasish. Let's say first she was your mother-in-law. And you married her daughter. And your mother-in-law was not married, and then she got married, so we treat her as a mother-in-law, and you get burnt. If first she was a married woman, and then she had a daughter, and you married the daughter, and she became your mother-in-law, even though chamoisoy is more chamor, you're only treated as eishasish. So Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that we said that Rabbi Yossi clearly holds Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Right? The Rashi says, Yafagav de Kilhu, even though Eish HaSish is more Kuladik. So you would think Chamoisa is adding. We see the Isser of Chamoisa is not Chal and Eish HaSish. Because if they're both Chal, you should treat it as a Sreifa and judge her with the more Chamer one. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to hold it over here. And wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Kol tov, everyone. Shkayach.
Good night.
Good night. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.